Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I'm right about this, and no one will agree with me. I think that's a lot of that going on this week. It's Great Nanny here on The Fan. Pete in for GP.
He's
doing updates. Then he puts a different headset on to do the radio program. It's really impressive.
There you go.
So
talented.
This Melvin Gordon thing that you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
That's going on now. So he's holding out, has been a good soldier, so to speak, in his time with the Chargers. He tried to play hurt, has played through some things, has been a productive player. Dar hit us with this before the show. He's only got 1,000-yard rushing season under his credit. I thought it was more than that once he fell short at 997. But last year played 12 games, has been hurt a bunch. He's holding out and wants a new deal. This all goes to my running back conversation. Grant and I disagree with this about this all the time. My point is you should never make a big investment in a running back. You'll get a nice payoff for a couple years.
Right.
You'll get a Zeke Elliott. You'll get a Todd Gurley. You'll have some whatever Saquon Barkley becomes. Right? It's a nice thing. But let's just do this quick exercise. And this goes to my point about what I'm about to make with the Redskins. Adrian Peterson should get the overwhelming majority of the carries for the Redskins. Of the carries.
Agreed.
Darius Geis should be eased in. They're not going to do that. They're going to have some sort of timeshare. Maybe somebody gets hurt. They want Geis to hit the ground running, and they'll go. I want Darius Geis to have more than just a couple seasons of effectiveness. A, he's coming off an injury. B, you've already got an older player on the cheap who's willing to take all the bumps and bruises that are going to come with playing for this crappy offense. Let him do it. Ease Geis in. Extend his career. Quick exercise. Tell me on this list of just three seasons elapse. Okay, so 2018 we just had. Here are your 2015 rushing leaders. Adrian Peterson, still doing it, but not the same guy that he was, right? But still pretty effective. Doug Martin, Todd Gurley is a rookie, now with a knee injury, may never be the same. Darren McFadden, Chris Ivory, Latavius Murray, Jonathan Stewart, D'Angelo Williams, Matt Forte, Lamar Miller, Ronnie Hillman, Rashad Jennings, Thomas Rawls, Chris Johnson, Jeremy Hill, and Eddie Lacy.
Do you know what most of them have in common? They're not in the league anymore.
They're not
even, let alone playing
anymore.
They're not even in the league anymore.
Now look at receivers from the same year. Tell me who's which one of these is not like the other on this list. Julio Jones, Antonio Brown, DeAndre Hopkins, Brandon Marshall, Odell Beckham, Demaryius Thomas, AJ Green, Mike Evans, Rob Gronkowski, retired, Jarvis Landry, Brandon Cooks, Emmanuel Sanders, T.Y. Hilton, Greg Olsen, Delanie Walker, Jeremy Maclin, the great one, Amari Cooper. You see my point. Way more of those receivers are still doing it at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
Various ages. We know the controlling sample than that. Now you look at the running backs. It turns over so rapidly. Every Adrian Peterson, who is a freak of nature, his knee gets exploded. He's back 9 months later rushing for 2,000 yards. He is a rarity. Lightning struck, and that gentleman, God gave him a gift. He's used it, and he's great. I'm glad he's here. The rest of these guys, Darren McFadden, you remember? Goodness gracious, DeMarco Murray ran for almost 2,000 yards, basically out of football just a couple years later. Why do you want to use up the bullets for a team that's not going to be any good? So here is my theory about this, okay? Adrian Peterson, because A, he's a freak, B, he's not costing you very much, and C, you've got to protect an asset. I'm treating Dwayne Haskins the same way. I have an asset. I'm going to protect him. What I want to do is let Adrian Peterson take those early downs. Because Jake Gordon's got to establish the run, man. I'm going to establish that run. Fine, first and 10, let him run into a roadblock. What say you?
I know... I understand, and there's nothing wrong with your theory. If you're running a team, there's nothing wrong with your theory. The theory itself is sound. Here's the problem with this particular franchise. This franchise has a bunch of guys who are going to be unemployed if the results are not very good this
mm-hmm.
year, and you have to ask yourself, who gives me the better chance to be a home run hitter? Now, everybody's going to say, well, Adrian Peterson ran, you know, for 150 yards in one sprint against Philadelphia. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. But Darius Geis is the kind of guy that could legitimately do that seven or eight times during the course of a 16-game schedule with a fair amount of opportunities. If that occurs, you get better results. You get better results. Everybody stays employed. So now you're dealing with a head coach who all he cares about, Danny, is Philadelphia, game one.
Yeah.
All he cares about then is game two. All he cares about is winning each and every week because he may not have a head coach's salary by season's end if the results are not satisfactory. And because of that, you will end up playing Darius Geis more than you want to because he has the potential to hit the home run every time he touches the football.
Now, no one in the NFL where it's still dinosaurs, it's still old school thinking, trumps data and analytics and the like.
In a lot of cases, yes.
There are certain teams that are, you know, have been ahead of the curve for a long time. See the Patriots. Yes, they have Tom Brady. They also have the most and smartest guys in the business figuring out what to do the best practice every time, all the time. Doesn't always work, but for the most part, they're on board. Philadelphia Eagles. There are other teams that do this very, very well. But nobody views it this way because of what you just mentioned. The shelf life of an NFL coach is so short that they feel like they've got no choice but to maximize every week. It's not Jay Gruden's job to think 2 years down the line because Jay Gruden probably won't have a job 2 years down the line if he thinks that way. There's always a conflict. That's why I have a very firm theory that an NFL GM should never also be the head coach or team president or whatever.
I would completely agree with that.
Because those roles are diametrically opposed and should be. There should be arguments. There should be fights. There should be a head coach saying, this kid you gave me ain't ready. Well, and then the GM saying, he's not now, but he will be. And the coach says, well, that's not
but
my concern.
Only if the head coach utilizes the asset properly. I mean, also, Danny, think about this. A lot of what happens in sports in particular, especially in football, is so random. Who saw Robert Griffin III turning his rookie season into that with the Redskins? Who saw the Philadelphia Eagles all of a sudden going with a backup quarterback and a running back stable that pretty much was a solid list of ho-hums and yawns winning a Super Bowl? So much of this is random and random luck at some case, but sometimes you have to create your own random luck. And by giving Darius Geis the ball probably 5% more of the time than you probably want to in terms of the analytical version of this, you may increase your chances of winning 10 to 15% more just by giving him the ball 5% more.
But then I got my response then, of course, is to what end?
We only care about this season.
But Pete,
about this season.
No, of course they do, and that's how they view it. But pick the team, the Chargers, for example, right? Where am I best served this year? I'm a 12-4 team. I was right there with New England. Okay, I was really good. I had a chance to go. Yeah, run your guy into the ground, right? Do whatever you got to do for this year because you got a window. Does anybody watching the Redskins who has seen them the last, what's it been, 28 years since the Super Bowl, right?
Sure.
So we've seen this group win two playoff games under Dan Snyder's ownership. That's 7-9 each of the last couple seasons. That's been basically 500 the last 4 years, maximized with a bunch of veterans. Does anybody looking at this roster go, Super Bowl windows right now? If that's the case, you play guys every down. But we know that it's not, right?
No, but Danny, from a marketing standpoint, you can't get people to show up if you don't win. So there's pressure to win each and every week.
That's all true.
I think we have fewer and fewer teams now that play for longevity and down the road. Everybody plays for this year because we have such freedom of movement of players in free agency. And look, if Darius Geis gets hurt, great. We've got Bryce Love, the next guy in the pipeline. Whether you think that's a great way to think or whether it's a callous way to think, it's the reality.
It's the reality. Of course
it's the reality of what happens. You draft Bryce Love because now he's that future asset that you're talking about. Okay, so we don't necessarily preserve Darius Geis, hurts his knee again, gets hurt again. Okay, we've got Bryce Love coming in next.
Mm-hmm.
We'll utilize him as our
next
asset.
That is a good point that Joe was replacing. You can't replace this next guy. Terrible transition by me, but whatever. I'm excited about it. Corbin Burnson. Roger Dorn from Major League joins the show in about 8 minutes. We'll get back. We'll set it up. We'll talk some Major League, but he will join us in about 8 minutes here. We'll be right back at 11:18.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.